A blossom appears and a bee dusts pollen in exchange for nectar. A small green lump appears and grows. Green blushes red and turns scarlet. Scarlet fades to black as the cherry ripens. Food for bird and beast. Welcome to The Nature of Phenology, where we share the cycles and seasons of the outdoors. I'm your host, Hazel Stark. Early September marks another notable part of the year's calendar when we can observe a sigh of transition in the natural world. The green chlorophyll and deciduous leaves is well on its way to breaking down due to diminishing daylight, revealing those picturesque shades of red, orange, and yellow that grace our forests and postcards. Our migrating species are already on their way out of the area or are making final preparations to do so. Many humans are heading back to school or to a different sort of grind at work, admitting that with September comes the end of what we like to hope was a carefree summer. For farmers and gardeners, this means ramping up final harvesting efforts before a frost takes our last tomatoes by surprise. Those of us who do our best to eat out of the garden as much as possible are experiencing a shift in diet from the raw salads full of fresh lettuce, green beans, peas, and cherry tomatoes of August to the cooked kale, chard, and squash dishes that we hope will last us through the winter. Another species that's experiencing this shift in diet is the topic of today's episode, the northern flicker. Flickers are the nonconformists of the woodpecker world. While they share some characteristics with our other local woodpeckers, such as long bills and tongues with barbed tips for accessing hard-to-reach prey, a preference for nesting in cavities, and the classic woodpecker flying habit of making a few heavy wing flaps, gliding and falling a bit, then flapping heavily again, flickers do their thing a little differently. While flickers will happily make a nest in an existing tree cavity like other woodpeckers, they have also been known to nest in cavities in the ground, such as those left behind by kingfishers in riverbanks. Instead of pecking away at wood to find their insect prey nestled within, flickers spend their feeding time on the ground, probing the soil with their slightly curved bills to access ants and other ground-dwelling insects. This habit makes them especially susceptible to insecticides, by the way. They even perch out on branches, rather than on tree trunks like our other woodpeckers do. But with the current seasonal shift to waning daylight and cooler temperatures making flickers' insect prey less active, these birds adapt by shifting their diet to focus on fruits and seeds. Flickers are quite easy to recognize, should you want to observe this bird in action. They are easy to identify by ear due to their distinctive call that sounds like they're yelling at us to wake up. Flickers also have a distinctive white rump patch that is easy to see if you catch a bird flying away from you in that classic undulating woodpecker manner. Male flickers have a black bib on their upper chest, a red nape, and a speckled chest. Females also have that speckled chest but have a smaller red patch on the napes of their necks. An especially unique feature among flickers is that the shafts of their feathers are full of color. Here in eastern North America, that shaft is yellow, while in western North America, the shaft is red. If you're close enough to a flying flicker, or you have your binoculars trained on them at just the right moment, you can often see that splash of color on their wings and tail. So the next time you're outside, you can keep an eye and ear out for northern flickers. Are they probing the ground for insects, or have they switched over to fruits and seeds in your area? Many of our flickers migrate south for the winter, but some have been spotted during the winter months, especially along Maine's coast. If you see a flicker this winter, we'd love to hear about it. You can find our contact information as well as a link to the full transcript of this show, references, and accompanying photos by visiting archives.weru.org. You can also listen to or download our features or subscribe to podcasts. Theme music was by A Pileated Woodpecker, made available by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Flicker sounds came from Lang Elliott's recordings on common birds and their songs. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into the nature of phenology.